two people who just passed away. N.I. Homo, you know, the security expert who I respect so much, and unfortunately I never got to meet live. The two opportunities that came up were scuttled somewhat. After Captain Blade, he's one of the most respected. He died recently. The second person I dedicate this today's program to is the memory of J.K. Bremer. J.K. Bremer was Fela's best friend from childhood. And according to some of the biographies that I saw, he taught Fela a few things that I would rather not mention on daytime radio. But they were friends, they were very close. If you listen to some of Fela's tunes, his name came up. He was there for his friend, to the best of my knowledge. It was his flat at Olabanji that Fela moved in with his whole entourage and ended up occupying the sixth flat. Anyway, that's a story for another day. Maybe we'll get Alhaji Lekwu Animashan, you know, to comment on him. We'll try and see if we can get Animashan tomorrow, and also see if we can get Blade to talk about Ehomo if he did know him. So that's so it's dedicated to the memory of the two of them, two people that I, you know, respect so much. May their souls rest in peace. Today is Dear Bumi. And my man from Ibeshi is here. Madam from Ibeshi is here. Mrs. Helen Essien. Yeah. Is that right?
Yeah.
And it says here that you are a pastor.
Yeah.
Pastor. Oh, you even wrote it there now. Mm-hmm. Is it Mrs. Pastor or Pastor Mrs.?
Pastor Mrs.
But you wrote Mrs. Pastor.
Anyone.
You're not the chief by any chance?
No.
Okay. It's nice to see you. In spite of the difficulties we had, I'm glad that you actually turned up dead on time.
Good morning. Top of the day to everybody.
To everybody.
Yeah.
Right. She's been listening. I couldn't believe what she told me. That she'd been reading my columns way back in the Vanguard.
Yeah.
I mean, that was a long, long, close to 30 years ago.
Yeah.
There's been some kind of connect, and I'm meeting her for the first time. I feel wowed. Mm. You know, I thank you so much for... And then she said she also remembered an interview I did with the lady who found money. That was when I was in Classic.
Yeah.
Yes, she remembered that one particularly. And that she followed me there. And then now that I'm in Nigeria Info, she has followed me here again.
Yeah.
Okay. Keep following me, okay?
I will.
How is your family? Ibeshi. It must be windy. I caught that out on the telephone.
Very windy, yeah. Close to the lagoon.
Yeah, you're looking fresh. It shows that. You see, there's, to be honest with you, folks out there, there's no substitute to fresh air. All these ACs and so on and so forth. But some of us don't have a choice.
Two of my siblings are your good fans, too. The one that dropped me this morning.
Really?
And my daughter, yeah.
Your daughter? Yeah. How old is your daughter?
She's 28.
Does she do?
She's social media manager. She
really?
Yeah, she studied.
Have you done Omugwo?
Very soon.
Very soon.
Yeah.
Don't worry. Don't worry. Do you know what Omugwo is, Kiki?
Oh yes, of course.
What is Omugwo?
When mothers will go to their daughter's house.
It's not when they go, it's when they meet, because sometimes it is the daughters that go to the mothers for Omugwo.
Yes.
I wanted to. Don't mind me. I don't. You know, he's my party man.
Of course,
so
yeah.
I like to needle him. Right. Those of you out there, all of us out there, we know what Dear Bumi is. Good morning, Auntie Bumi. I'm sure you're listening. Auntie Bumi has been at this for close to, if I can remember very well, I'm sure it would have been around 72, thereabouts, 1972. That. She started, I've even asked her and confirmed the day she started. Worked in Daily Times, Spear Magazine.
Daily Times
and Spear Magazine. When I went to do my VAC job in those days, this 74.
I remember as a teenager, my dad bringing in Daily Times home. And I think that was where I started reading Dear Bumi from.
No, she had all that, Yours Sincerely. She had so many columns. I suspect that she wrote one or two columns without using her real name.
Wow.
I suspect so. Wow. I've accused her. For example, I accused her one time. I said, Auntie Bumi, are you sure you're not the one writing this trainer, Quinta, in Vanguard? She said, no. Then there was also, Prime People.
Oh, Prime People.
And there was one IE column. I could have sworn she was the one who wrote that, but she denied. She said she wasn't. But we do that. I've written a column before that nobody knew that
really?
I wrote. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
It was hot.
Mm.
Yeah, it was hot. That's why they laughed.
Hot and snazzy.
Hot and snazzy. Okay, so for those listening for the first time, new converts to Dear Bumi is an agony aunt. It's in the Vanguard. Let me run a quick commercial for, I hope Mrs. Chidi is on the way and her radio is jammed or she's buying fuel. So I can quickly run a commercial for them to say that if you want to read the full Dear Bumi, you go to the Vanguard, today's Vanguard. What we do here is to just look at the issues and give our own opinion. And then sometimes we read just one or two of Dear Bumi's responses. Or sometimes we just put a call through to her. That's right. Okay, the issues we have today, how do I stop stealing? His mistress called the house. Toy boy's humiliation. Depressed my ex is remarrying. I feel a failure compared with my sisters. Dad cheated and lied. It was mom. When I was going next door, Sheriff knows where I go next door. When I was going next door, I left the paper with Pastor Essien. And by the time I come back, she had marked the paper. If you're on YouTube, you can see out there. If you can see, it's like a teacher.
I'm a literature student, too.
Yeah, literature student.
Oh, I was.
Were telling me your days in school, how you went to a government primary school back then that had its own library. In the school.
My love for books started from there.
From there?
Lagos City Council School, Munielekpa, Itire Road.
And you had a library there?
Of course.
Did you read Dennis Robbins growing up?
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah.
What about Hadley Chase?
I read that very late.
Very late.
Yes.
Dennis Robbins is what guided many a woman, or many a girl way back then, in the art of romance. But we still found some people had to go to Yaba to go and learn how to write love letters. They used to sell it somewhere along the railway line, in the Garden of Love.
I was more into literature books, educational.
You are Akada.
Akada, yeah. In fact, they used to call me Bukati Washington then.
Really?
Oh, Bukati Washington.
Where did you meet your husband?
In church.
You couldn't even say you met him maybe on the road, though, bus. So,
in the church. We met in church.
In our own generation, most of us would either meet at Yaba bus stop or at the Central Library in Lagos or the one at. The one at St. Agnes.
Do we still have any library in Lagos?
Well, GTB have renovated the one in, but I haven't been inside. The British Council Library in Yaba is gone.
Oh, British Council.
The Central Library in Lagos, ironically, I saw a signpost that it had been taken over by the state government. They turned it into a bio center, it is.
Wow.
And I said,
Who does that?
I don't want to.
Your friend.
I don't want to. Who does that? Things are you going to complain about?
No library.
Education is more important than some of these things.
Yeah.
We'd like to call on, some major companies. If you're thinking of doing any CSR in the future, could you please provide libraries for our children?
Please.
A place for them.
Please, this is an appeal.
It's an appeal.
Our public primary schools.
Yes.
Public primary schools.
And it is sad that for those who benefited from this are the ones who are now a clog in the wheels.
A serious clog
very,
in the
wheels. Very, very. You know, for a lot of the Nigerian elite, it is my turn. Struggle as I did. We could leave that one. Yes, let us get this one now. This is Ibidun. And Ibidu is depressed that his ex is remarrying. He says, after less than 4 years of marriage, I left my controlling husband and I knew I'd done the right thing. She left the husband very controlling. We have a toddler, and recently when he visited me to see her daughter, he told me he was going to marry again. I felt as if he was leaving me behind. Oh, she still loves him.
Mm-hmm.
Sadly, I haven't been able to move on. I still wear my wedding ring, and one of our wedding pictures is still on display in my flat. And I've never had another relationship. Why am I wasting my life? It's because you're not facing reality.
I like the answer she gave.
Hey, let's get your own answer. We don't want Jebumi's answer.
Okay.
What's your own answer? What would you be telling the woman?
Okay, this is what I'll be telling her. Like you said, she's still in love with the guy, but they have separated. The man have moved on. He has moved on. She needs to move on. He has remarried. So what's still she doing?
Well, it's easy to sit down here and tell her to move on. But sometimes, if you're grieving on on somebody you've been intimate with, and they'd actually been married. Sometimes you then face the realization that hey, you then face that look, this, you know, I'm still in love with this guy. So what, you should fight back for him? Is it possible?
He's remarried.
Okay. What if the guy doesn't mind her being his second wife?
He moved the first wife.
She moved from the first to the second. No, she can't be now. Now he's remarried. But in Yoruba land, the fact that she had the first child to him always makes her one
with
his
wife.
And she makes her the yale.
There's a case, my uncle and my aunt, it happened, they came back.
So they came back?
Yeah.
Had they been divorced before then? Or just separated?
Yeah, separated.
I had a story.
This one happened to my own uncle.
I had a story that they were separated, they were divorced, and they still came back.
But she's depressed. Depression can lead to mental issues, and that's terrible for her health.
So are you suggesting that maybe she should go get her own guy?
If she does not want to, there are many cases where the woman finds it very, very difficult to remarry. If she's in that position, she should make herself happy, get herself involved in her job, a vocation she likes doing, and move on.
She needs a man.
Can I come? She
says, yes, you can.
Why didn't you call me since?
You see,
I've been here now. You did not call me since.
Oh, you ignored him.
I was here. I was just by his side.
There's a conspiracy between the two. I didn't want to worry him.
You gave me your phone now.
To look at something to play with.
Is that not worrying me?
And that if I have any WhatsApp message, you can quickly I'm expecting something from my bank manager. Okay, let's hear you. Let's hear you.
I think she needs to move on very quickly. She's hanging on to
depression.
Something that would probably, you know, affect her health.
Yeah,
mental health is
mental stressing. Health is...
She needs to see a specialist. She needs to see a psychologist that can help her. Apparently she is incapable of doing it on her own. So I think she needs to see a professional to guide that through. Sometimes it's hard like that. No, I'm not speaking from experience. But then I think
nobody asked you now.
The way that came out.
God,
okay, I've heard. The way it came out, yeah. So I think that she can't do it on her own.
It's difficult to get your mind out of a relationship. I've been through that growing up. I will admit my own. May I go talk to person we not go talk to now. Nah,
I am not lying.
No, I'm not referring to you. I didn't picture you. But I've been through getting out of relationships on a few, number of times. Not as if it was, but it is not as easy as it sounds.
I know.
For the man, what would you most likely do is to dive into another one. It's easier for men to do. But because the woman even says here that since she met the guy, that she has not had, I've never had another relationship.
That's why I said that I know it will be difficult for her to settle with another person, but because of her mental state.
And look at life. She left the husband because she felt he was controlling. But another woman has found him suitable. Let me read what Dear Bumi says in this instance. And he says that you need to realize that there's only one thing holding you back, and that is you. You say you can't move on. That's not true. First of all, take off your wedding ring. Go and melt it into a fashion ring or sell it. Put it in a safe place or sell it and use the money to treat yourself. You see, I'm thinking my mind is like Auntie Bumi's own. You have the same mind.
That's,
she
that's
me.
Not true. That's not true.
Oh, hey, but down a lot, boy. Do you know that? Auntie Bumi lived four houses away from us.
You said so.
Yes. And I remember her taking me to a party one day I think that was 1967 or 68. I was young. She took me a party to picnic in Ikoyi Park, what you now know as...
Amusement Park.
Which amusement park? Ikoyi Park.
Oh,
what you now know as
Papa,
what do they call this place? What do you now know as Park View?
Park View.
When we were kids, when we were young, it used to be a nice park.
Ooh.
And they had crocodiles and
really?
Whatever. You could see them from a distance. Oh, yes. But nice park. Mm. I remember Auntie Bumi taking me as a young boy. Mm. She was busy dancing. I was looking until I saw my size.
Mm.
Then I put my skills into play. So she says that take off your wedding ring, put it in the safe place, sell it and use this money to treat yourself. Next, take down your wedding photograph. Mm-hmm. You know, you have to create a new life for yourself. Mm. Then meet new people. Try something new. Anything.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about preparing your mind and body for a new beginning. There are loads of adventures waiting for you, but don't wait for them to come to you. Go out there and find them.
While she's happy doing this, the man can be repentant and come back. Apologize. But she needs to be happy.
No, no, no. Why? What is he apologizing for?
No, I'm just...
No, why did you use the... Don't money your consoler. Why did you use the word apologize? She didn't say he offended her. She felt he was controlling.
Oh, he felt... Okay.
She felt he was controlling.
Okay.
And then the split, which
okay,
was good.
Let's use the word reconciliation. They can reconcile.
The man, do you want the man to cheat on his new wife? Is that what you are saying, Pastor?
But he is the first... She's the first wife. Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
And like you said, she has of God.
They are separated, probably divorced, and he has married another woman. So you are not advising him now to have that
it's
one
possible,
as a second
yes,
one.
He can come back to the original
what
one.
Does the church say about this, Pastor?
What the church says is what I just said.
He can come back?
Yes, to the first wife. If they were legally married, dowry paid, everything done legally, yeah.
So, if he comes back to the first wife, what does he do to the current wife now?
They separate.
And
if they have children, he takes care of the children. Because in the eyes of God, the first wife is the legal wife. Is the real
what?
Wife.
Can you quote... Eh? Can you quote... Wait. Can you quote where in the Bible it says that if you married a first wife, you've left her, you've gone, no... You've married somebody else, you can go back and that's
because
in the eyes.
The Bible says from the very beginning he made them man and wife. What God has joined together, let no man put asunder.
It was not man that put them asunder, it was man and woman. The two of them agreed to separate.
A man is the man that puts the relationship asunder, the man in the man.
Are they divorced or
Wait, are they divorced? Let me read it. He said I've done the right thing.
Oh, they're just separate.
He says we have a toddler, and recently when he visited me to see her daughter, he told me he was going to marry again. He didn't hide it.
You know, in Nigerian parlance, a man can be separated and still go and get married to another person. It happens.
Because separation is different from divorce. So we need to clear
that. Of course, I know now. I'm an English graduate from Nigeria's number one university. I know the difference between separation and divorce. I know the difference. She didn't say if they were separated.
Yeah.
Depending if they married under the traditional whatever, he could have married the second one.
Mm.
But if they married like in the registry or in the church, he can't. But if they married where Baba married, then he can have four. So,
I'm telling you, in Nigeria,
but this is not clear.
We a lot of things happen.
You're right. Because we don't even have the record to show that this person is married somewhere. That person is married somewhere.
If your husband came and told you that she's married somebody else, what will you do?
What will I do?
Are you asking me? I'm asking you.
Kill myself.
I didn't say will you kill yourself. I said, what will you do? Not what will you not do?
I would talk to my God about it. And if he's made up his mind.
Why do some of you say your God as if God is the same for everybody?
I know.
Why don't you say I will talk to God? Why my God?
I will talk to God. And, but it can't happen.
Why can't it not happen?
If he chooses to do that.
Yes.
There's nothing I can do about it.
Eh? You go back for long.
There's nothing I can do about
Will you live in annoyance?
No.
No?
No.
What does the Bible say about living? It says you cannot.
No, there is a condition for living if one of the party is found committing a certain sin.
Which sin? Adultery?
Yeah. fornication, adultery. If
what's the difference between fornication and adultery?
I think fornication is for those who are married or the unmarried. Then adultery is for the married.
But the punishment is the same.
Of course, yes.
What is the punishment?
I'm a Sharon Legwan.
This is a Sharia man.
You're listening to Jimmy Disu.
Jimmy Disu.
Right here on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Nigeria Info.
Come back to Daily Digest. By the way, maybe I need to tell you, I think just about this week marks my 1 year that I've been on Nigeria Info.
Yeah.
You know, and I'll let you wear.
Ben,
you know, yes, we must watch it. So I think we'll have a party. We'll have a party on Friday. I will run around and see how many things I can get for us to distribute and have a rollicking time. So next Friday, mark that date. Is when we'll be. Please endorse it.
Yes, sir.
Because
yes,
you had the Ogawatawata here.
Yes, sir.
It's
fine, sir.
Yeah, we're fine. So we'll have a party. 1 year, time flies, you know.
It flies.
Time flies. Yeah, yeah. And I've had, you know, it's been so interesting for me. I forgot about time. I didn't know that it was a year. So I'd like to thank. I need to thank everybody in Nigeria Info, and especially.
It's been Sheriff. Great. It's been great, you know, having been you great. Here. 1 year already.
Fun with him, you know.
Wow.
Fun. I enjoy presenting with.
With him,
it's not because he's here. He has no money. This morning. but I must say, and those who followed me have also said that.
I told my brother on my way here that one of the sessions since I've known you presenting, that the one that I've enjoyed most is tagging with him.
Is it tag team?
Yeah, yeah.
Babani is
Mighty Ugo and Bulldog Bra.
Do you know the funny thing? That's what I watched on YouTube last night.
Wow.
I swear to you. That's
Bulldog
what I watched.
Who is this woman? Who is Bulldog Bra?
She's in the spirit. This pastor is in the spirit.
I qualify for a gig.
So let's look out and next week Friday, by the grace of God, inshallah, we shall celebrate 1 year of my being here.
Beautiful.
And beautiful. I've enjoyed it. I put on weight. Some people say, you look fresher, you know. Okay. There's another one here. This one says that his mistress called the house Ibele. This must not be the Ibele that I know. Some few weeks back, the telephone in the house rang and I picked it up.
That's a sad story.
Wait, I haven't heard the story yet. Expecting a call from a business associate. The telephone in the house rang. Do you have house telephones? I guess you still have.
I think she meant her GSM.
No, if it was her GSM. Anyway, you can see how shocked I was when the subway woman came on demanding to speak to my husband. No, so it couldn't be. It's a house phone.
Okay.
I think you do have some house phones. He was right beside me. So I gave him the phone and watched him splutter into it, trying to pacify the caller. He then confessed that it was a woman he'd been seeing who had a child by him and who was now threatening to come and dump the child on her doorsteps. Apparently, he'd fallen back on his child support money and the woman was at the end of her tether. He said he was sorry and that the affair was over, but the child was definitely his. I like his honesty about that. I don't know what to make of my marriage. We've been married for over 15 years and have 2 children. What do you think?
She should take it easy.
Yeah. I think she should have told, she could also tell the, you see, you have to play a bit of politics with this. She could also tell the husband that, well, since it's your child, bring him to the house.
Let's
raise him.
Yeah, for her own peace of mind. It's everything boils down to your health and peace of mind.
But the woman, the
chop knuckle, chop, chop, chop.
You better hug him if you want to.
After the program, yeah.
Irony. Okay. All right. So, yeah, you know, and she, they've been married for 15 years, have two children. She's not going to throw all that away because of the guy's indiscretion, you know. I think it will help if she brought that child in. Sheriff, what do you think?
Yeah, I think so too. I think that her happiness, her joy,
yeah.
her peace of mind is what should be paramount. So she should.
But what if it doesn't give her peace of mind to see another child amongst her children?
I was going to say that she should do whatever brings her happiness.
If she can't cope, she shouldn't start it.
No.
Okay. If she knows that, is because it's always easy for people to advise you on what to do, but you need to know
another
what you
thing,
can do.
We should be willing to take care of this child.
That's what I'm saying. We're both saying the same thing. She needs to make up her mind.
Do what's best for her.
Do what's best for her. Yeah. But it's a shocker.
It is.
You're sitting next to your husband, then this woman is. You pick the phone, and then she asks for the husband, and then you watch him saying, in monosyllables. Okay, yes.
Trying to cover up.
I agree. Soon. Madam, who are you talking to? Is the mechanic. Okay, what is soon with the mechanic? What is who? What is who? I can't remember. Madam Zainab. Good morning. That's Zainab. Yes. Okay, Mona Lisa has a toy boy. You know who a toy boy is? Toy boy.
What do they call them? Gigolos or what?
No, a gigolo is somebody, people make that mistake. A gigolo is somebody who organizes boys
like a
for, like a pimp. Yes, a gigolo.
Okay.
But this one's this toy boy is.
Okay, like a sugar.
Sugar, hey, when you have sugar mommy.
No, sugar daddy.
You see, when you have two people
sugar
standing.
Sugar tuba boy.
When you have two people standing, on your left is the woman who is about 60.
And the younger.
And on your right is the boy who is a little over 19, 20.
20, okay.
Then you have a sugar mommy on the left.
A sugar mommy
and a toy boy on the right. That is the definition of toy boy. Abi, say now, say movie, I mean, really. You know toy boy, Abi. A while back, I got together with a 28-year-old man. She didn't say how old she... Oh, okay, she says that. She says, I met through a friend. He's a very good-looking man, and so on and so forth. And she says, I'm 39, I'm married with three children. Ha! It was my friend through whom I met this guy that told me he would soon be getting married. As you can imagine, I was devastated. Mm. This is a bad story from the beginning.
Very bad.
She's married. She has three children. Mm. What are you doing with a 28-year-old man?
She's sick? Is she not?
Well, we always say that God sometimes, when we fall into temptation, he forgives us.
Yeah.
Why are you looking at me like that? I'm not the one. I'm
I
not
know.
A toy boy.
I'm trying to understand. And
for me to be a toy boy, then the woman herself will be almost 80. 85 or 90. And so she's feeling so bad. I think she should just move on with her life.
Of course. And forget and stop such
and stop
frivolities and
frivolities. Yes, you should move on with her life. Okay, our lines are open 0700-993-993-993 and the female line is 01485-7190. Do we have a caller there? Hello, good morning. Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, sir. Who's calling?
Yes, my name is Dauda from VI.
Yes, sir. Dauda from VI.
Yes, sir. Okutimi, when you said you are 1 year in Nigeria Info, I was just laughing. I could remember the first day that you were introduced. I was just shouting because I've been following you.
Oh, you will shout again on Friday. It's 1 year.
And Okutimi, do you know what?
Yes.
I'm from Jos. You know that, I don't want to say it, but let me say it. You have been my mentor from a far distance. And your tag team with Sheriff, it always
tag team
me
you
every day.
Mighty Ugo.
Thank you.
I tell you, if I'm walking on the way, people will be seeing me laughing. They don't know why I'm laughing.
But if they carry you go that place, well, where the, you they laugh, you mention my name. Don't let them come and collect me.
I'm a regards to Sheriff.
Yeah, it's been one year of fun. It just occurred to me in the studio right now, and I said that next week is a bit Friday. Maybe we should do it 2 weeks from now. to play safe. I want to be able to give back, you know, give my listeners mm-hmm. something to. So, guys, let's do it in 2 weeks. Okay, Kali, hang on at that. Yes. So that's that. So 2 weeks' time, we'll celebrate my 1 year here. It's 1 year since I've known you.
Yeah.
It's just, time is so short. Right. Time flies.
Short.
Time flies.
Flies.
Okay. Oh, we still have time. Good. We're making good time. This one needs prayer. This one. How do I stop stealing this card?
Oh.
She says, we didn't have so much money when I was
really
young.
For her.
Just one second. She says, when I was young, my auntie took me in to help with her family. She sent me to school and took proper care of me, but I would always steal from her. She drew clothes, jewelry, and makeup to be like my friends. I was so good at it, I seldom got caught. Now I'm married with a decent job. I'm still doing it. Hey, how long about? She's stealing. I get a kick. I get a kick out of stealing my husband's money at times and things that belong to my friends. I feel remorse afterwards as I see my place cluttered with stolen items that I know I will never use. And when I look at them, I feel sick with guilt. I want to stop before my husband catches on to what is going on, but I can't control it. She's a, what do you call it? That's kleptomania. It's called kleptomania, madam, in case you are listening, madam Riskat. It's called kleptomania, and the only thing that can help you is to get professional help.
I wrote something there, intentional. She needs to intentionally be willing to stop, since she has realized.
If it is kleptomania, she needs experts who says no intentional whatever can stop. All the kleptomania, nymphomania, which is the other one? The kleptomania, nymphomania, and other things like that. What we call very strong addictions, usually need professional help. Not even just deliverance, because next thing I know, as a pastor, you'll be talking. Or if she goes to church, will they be able to do it, you know? Or if she goes...
See, I know. Let me say something.
Yes.
There's a situation where even the Bible says, if you are willing and obedient, there must be a willingness.
The problem, if you are a nymphomaniac or kleptomaniac, that will is taken from you.
It's not. It's there. Every human
has a will. I believe that the willpower, because she knows what she's doing is wrong.
So what would the professional do?
The professional will guide her.
I'm not against professional help.
Okay. Well, do you want her to go to church for deliverance?
Anywhere she goes to.
I'm thrown into a bottomless pit.
Anywhere she
goes to. Or there's a place I know. Baba Kutube in Agege, he handles those who have this mental.
With Egba.
They will flog and come out in body. But talking seriously, we need to have the right attitude to mental challenge. This is a serious mental challenge. Did you hear what she said? She said that her house is full of all kinds of things that she doesn't even need. You know, that
it has become a sickness.
It has become a sick sickness. The same thing happens to nymphomaniacs. Nymphomaniac must have this thing as regular as possible, out of the ordinary. And my advice, really, is your first port of call should be, to see a shrink. They are the ones who can guide you.
I understand.
Yes.
And she must be willing to.
And if you then add a prayer thingy to it, and I also think it would help if she told her husband, depending on what kind of guy he is. Because if he's one of those who will keep referring to it and say it in public and use it to blackmail her in future, she should try and sort it out. But it would help if she told her husband.
If the husband is watchful and alert, I'm sure he's aware. He must be aware. He can't claim...
ignorance.
No.
Yeah, because how do you challenge your wife and say you steal?
Yeah.
And you know, women like that, before you finish one sentence, she's all over you.
Because she claims she's been stealing his own money too.
He would know. But men generally believe that their wives steal their money. It's a general belief. I mean, Philip is not married. Zainab.
I have no idea.
Oh. What do you mean? You have no idea what you're talking about.
Abi.
I didn't say you steal. You see, that is the problem. You can always establish somebody's guilt from the answer that is given the question.
I don't think so. You only admit men, you admit to what you do.
Men, Abi, there is a general. Admit to what you do. Let me pick the phone now. Pick the phone. Pick
you
the
are
phone.
Confused.
Pick the next caller. I'm going to ask him. Pick the phone. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Oh, it's a woman. What kind of conspiracy is this? Hello, who's speaking?
Good morning, my name is Nkiru.
Good morning, Nkiru, how are you?
I'm fine. Good morning to your guest.
Good morning, morning. How are you?
Yeah, I'm fine, thank you. First of all, congratulations on your 1 year.
Thank you.
Yeah, on the issue of the lady that says she steals the law.
Mm.
You know, some of these things happen as a result of genetics.
As a lot of what?
Genetic genes.
Genes.
Mm.
Like, genes. Like, if sometimes you wouldn't know what our great-grandparents, the kind of attitudes they have.
Mm.
And like they say in science, when a man and a woman come together and do the do, the man leaves genes within the woman. And those genes could be anything, could be nymphomania, it could be stealing.
This one, look, this one, madam, sorry, 1 second. This one is not genes because she had been stealing from childhood. From childhood.
See, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
That's what I'm saying because it's from childhood. Yeah, because there's a gene in her that has come. Because she should check her lineage.
So what should she do? Should she do a gene transplant?
No.
So how?
Of course she needs. But I'm just saying that's one thing.
Yes. Yes.
Know.
Yes. Okay, thank you very much.
Jimmy, I'm 19. I'm not a madam. I'm 19.
Hey, you're a madam. You're an adult. That's what we are taught. We are taught to respect everybody. Call them sir, madam, unless you're very familiar with them.
Yeah, a lady.
Don't mind me. I'm old school. We respect ladies. Whether you're old or young, you're a lady. She's gone. Okay. Why do I don't? You can't win, no. I respectfully call her madam. She says, I don't want to. But I understand what she means. Let me get one more. The lines are buzzing there.
Mm.
Hello, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, sir.
Let me ask you this question. Do you, amongst your friends and whatever, do you generally believe that your wife takes your things?
My wife did what?
Do you generally believe that wives take men's things, husband's things? They go to your wallet at
without
will,
telling you.
Without telling you.
It never happened to me, Sal, so I don't know.
Hey, I said amongst your friends now. Cool down. I know your wife is also listening. So you might not
Uncle
tell us.
Uncle Jimmy, my wife is late. You always forgot.
Sorry, I didn't know it was the same person. Mm-hmm. Hey, yeah. No vex. You know the names don't show here. Mm-hmm. I'm so sorry. Okay, go on.
Thank you very much. I can't believe it's just 1 year.
Neither can I.
We're just yesterday here. The first day I hear your voice on Nigeria, I was wondering, I said, did I tune to the wrong station? I'm telling you, Uncle Jimmy, you've done a lot for us.
Mm.
Thank you.
What people are saying about you.
Thank you.
Yeah, my dear. The leader should listen to you. I told you the other time too.
Yes.
You are making a headway for us, please. They should listen to you more. And for our pastor, thank you for making it.
Thanks.
To your promise, and you are there early.
Oh.
Yes, you were here on time.
Thanks so much.
God bless you. that's a nice one. We don't have enough time for one other one, so let's just take one or two more calls. Hello, good morning.
Hello, Uncle Jimmy.
Good morning, madam. How are you?
It's good to hear your voice.
It's good to hear your voice, too.
Long time follower. When you were singing classic before Slide. Yeah. When you finish there, 7 a.m., I'll go to your sister's side station. I was following you. This course on Sunday, I was following you. Then something happened along the line. At a point, 7 a.m. when I come online, I don't hear anything again. I was wondering, where is Uncle Jimmy? How do I listen to news this morning? Until I went to your site and I saw where you were having an interview with Pastor Itwa.
Yes.
Then, yes, I think that was the fact. So I had to now know you were in classic, in this very station.
Nigeria Info. Yeah.
I have to wait to know how you... 7 o'clock, I'll come online there. I won't hear you talk. Okay, I'll just leave the radio on till 7:30 until I knew you were online 7:30 every day.
Okay.
So it's good to hear your voice again. That's just the only reason why I'm calling.
Okay, thank you very much. This is Yemi. There's Yemi here that sent you the WhatsApp message.
Okay.
But I can't read it. He talks about how you can lay a trap for your wife. Let me see if I can go around it. That if you suspect that she's stolen your money, it says here, if you suspect she has been stealing your money, just put the wrapper together with your money. The truth will come out. That where you keep your money, put some other exhibits that indicate that maybe you have been doing something with another woman. Do you get what I'm saying? I don't want to use all my mouth.
So that she will not use that one to accuse you.
No, she will first of all get angry.
You will not ask, how did you know?
You just put it in your wallet. A used one. You put it in your wallet.
Oh, that's a smart one.
This is a very wicked man. This is
and he too will not ask.
It should be working for the CID.
Did you get? Yeah.
This one says that my wife just take money from my pocket without telling me.
Mm.
We had issues about it and talked over it and she stopped, but always took my permission before following it.
Mm.
This one is talking about Mercy. Mm. Okay. The one that concerns me is what happened. It jumped again. All right. Uh-huh. If you can link me up the lady who says she still sings, I will take her to our Sunday combined service once only, and she will be delivered. This is from Undu. Undu, how do we know who you are, sir? Everything. Madam, we got to go.
Yeah.
It was nice having you.
Very nice. I'm happy. It's nice being here, too. And
yes, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
One day I'll invite you for us to talk about other things for Dear Bumi.
Okay.
The discussion we had before coming on air makes interesting listening.
Mm.
Okay, that's why we learned it today. Tomorrow we are going to talk about values.
Okay.
Values. And then Nkiru the farmer is coming with our friend.
Mm.
And the three of us will sit down and talk about values.
Mm.
You know, it's important we keep reminding ourselves about the good values that we used to have way back. And we'll be able to make some very good suggestions about it tomorrow. So that's what we'll be talking about tomorrow. Nkiru the farmer will be here. Nkiru Okpariki and her friend will be here. And what I said we'll do next week Friday, we'll do the upper week, okay? I think I need more time. I want to make sure that I must give back something on that day. There's no cow. So if you're looking for a car, don't bother. But at least let me see what I can muster to give out on that day. If you're interested in giving out things, you can let us know earlier, you know, so that two Fridays from now, we just have a party, you know, we just sit down, calls, first caller get something, last caller, third caller, first roommate, you know, have fun. Eh? So what date will it be, Philip? What date? You don't know dates. Whether you know date or not, that thing, you will get it. That 29. I'm happy to say to announce to everybody that Philip has decided to be vaccinated. So I'm happy to announce that he made a promise. He made the promise in front of a pastor. I need to thank Pastor Esther. She made him make a promise, and he has finally agreed. But I said that he will not come one day and just tell me that, sir, I've been vaccinated, because he didn't leave no mark. The funny thing, in the days when we used to get smallpox, we would leave a big mark. They call it number, but there's no mark here.
Mm.
So, very soon, Philip is going to be vaccinated, and you should do so likewise. Thank you very much, Zainab. When I asked you a simple question, you just said, I don't know. I don't steal. And thanks to Sharif and all.
Your tag team.
My tag team partner. We'll do the Friday thing together, most likely. So, I'll see you all tomorrow when we talk about values. Tomorrow, 9 o'clock. Bye.
Uplifting the nation through information.
Is it appropriate for a policeman to be searching through somebody's phone?
No, it is wrong.
The problem that the lecturers have against IPPIS is very simple. Our lecturers, they are teaching in the University of Lagos alone. They are teaching in other universities, private, public, state, all kind of universities. Now, this IPPIS will cut off this madness. So that is what they are against. No, they feel like the federal government is a corrupt government. So let them be chopping their own at the federal level, while the university will be chopping their own. own at the university level, academic level, and it can't continue like that.